So one of the things that we want to tell you that's going on today, you have a chance to enjoy the Hell's Half Mile Walking Tour with the Bay County Historical Museum. It's going to be at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Sam Fitzpatrick will take you on that walking tour down Water Street and the surrounding area, sharing the history of the notorious district and stories of persons who helped give, well, help give the Hell's Half Mile its name. And you can get tickets in advance or are on the day of the tour. And again, 3 o'clock today is when this is taking place at the Bay County Historical Museum and the Hell's Half Mile Walking Tour. The Delta College Planetarium will feature Life Under the Arctic Sky today from 2 until 3 p.m. Tickets on sale an hour before showtime. And speaking of the planetarium, tomorrow there'll be two more shows. At 2 o'clock tomorrow, The Secrets of Gravity. And then at 3 o'clock, The Search for Life in Space, all at the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City. And again, tickets for each show available 1 hour before show time. So those are things you can enjoy there. Big day tomorrow in Saginaw with the Cinco de Mayo parade that's going on, and then the big celebration afterwards. And this is happening in Saginaw, starting at the Hoyt Park area on Washington and heading north to the Jolt Credit Union Event Park. And so the parade will be a lot of fun. That's going to be happening starting at 10:30 in the morning. And then once it winds up at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park, that's where all the celebration goes on with the food and the music and the dancing, inflatables for the kids, and so much more that's happening. And so you can enjoy Cinco de Mayo and the big parade and activities. Scheduled to go until about 6 p.m., by the way, tomorrow at the Jolt Credit Union Event Park following the 43rd parade activities. Chippewa Nature Center is featuring a bird walk tomorrow from 8 until 10 a.m. And you can go to ChippewaNatureCenter.org to find out more about that. And for that matter, coming up next Wednesday, a wildflower walk is scheduled with the Chippewa Nature Center. Go to ChippewaNatureCenter.org to find out more. So you'll hear more about this when I'm talking to Fawad Fakhari, the conductor, the music director of the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra. Temple Theater tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It is the performance titled The Enigmatic Shostakovich, Russian composer, and interesting with the events that are going on in the world today. Some of that could tie into what's going on as far as Shostakovich and what he did with his music and his composing career in the face of what he had to deal with under Stalin's rule. And so that's the Temple Theater tomorrow at 8 o'clock. TempleTheater.com for tickets and information about the Saginaw Bay Symphony Orchestra. TempleTheater.com, theater with the R-E. At the State Theater, with an R-E, in Bay City tomorrow night, it is a special showing of Tied Up in Knots, K-N-O-T-T-S. It's a show that's a story of actor Don Knotts. His daughter Karen narrates the story and shares fond memories of her relationship with her father, and also about his famous work with Andy Griffith on, what's going on in Mayberry. And so that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the State Theater in Bay City. StateTheaterBayCity.com for info, theater with the R-E. Saginaw Art Museum has another chance for gardeners to come out and help. The Charles A. Platt Gardens at the Saginaw Art Museum, always in need of attention and care. And tomorrow is another spring cleanup and wake the garden activity that's going to take place. And if you go to SaginawArtMuseum.org, you can find out more about that. SaginawArtMuseum.org, as you can join tomorrow. On Sunday at the Temple Theater, the Saginaw Silver Screen series continues with the movies on the big screen, and the movie Frida will be shown. The doors will open at 1 o'clock, and the showtime is 2 to enjoy the movie Frida at the Temple Theater, part of the Saginaw Silver Screen series. TempleTheater.com for info. TempleTheater.com, again, theater with that R-E. Hey, for some fun, coming up this Tuesday. In fact, next Tuesday and Thursday that next week, you're going to have a special opportunity at Immerman Memorial Park, and that's on Midland Road, M47. Intro to pickleball. You hear all about pickleball and how popular it's become, not just with some of the older generation, but also some of the younger generation, too. Pre-registration is required, by the way. 989-790-5280. That's 989-790-5280. It's free. It's going to last about an hour and a half, and on Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning and Thursday at 7 o'clock in the evening, intro to pickleball at Immerman Memorial Park. There is going to be, coming up on, make sure I got the date here right, Wednesday, Hidden Harvest, and its presentation of Celebrating Good Tastes and All That Jazz, fundraising opportunity, which will include signature hors d'oeuvres from many of the area restaurants, live jazz music, silent auction, and more. It's going to be happening in Apple Mountain, 6 until 9 p.m. next Wednesday, May 11th, $50 per person. And again, it's all to benefit Hidden Harvest. If you go online and search out Hidden Harvest, you can find out more information that way. Next Wednesday will be another edition of the Ecumenical Food Pantry with the First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Starts at 10 a.m. 110 boxes of food and personal items given away. First come, first serve. It's the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw for the Ecumenical Food Pantry, First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. And that goes on Wednesdays. The Friends of the Public Libraries of Saginaw continues its spring book sales. And so next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, this will be at the Friends of Zoll Library on Center Road in Saginaw Township. Wednesday from 5 until 8 in the afternoon evening. Thursday, 9 in the morning until 7 p.m. And Friday from 9 till 4. And this is all happening again at the Zoll Library. The spring sale for the books, used books, music videos, puzzles, and so much more. All the proceeds to support the programming and services. It's also going to continue into next Saturday, too. We mentioned it today, though, because next Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be underway. And a reminder that next Thursday, we'll start a special virtual auction to benefit the Disability Services Resource Center, the DSRC. It's an annual auction fundraiser, and it's going to be held virtually. And over $10,000 in awesome items donated for auctioning for your bidding. And it'll start next Thursday and go through next Sunday. And you can find out more about the auction items and getting bidding numbers when you search out the Disability Services Resource Center online. Again, that's the DSRC, the DRSC. Now, online you go to DSRCBC for Bay City, Disability Services Resource Center Bay City, DSRCBC.org. Find out more information about how you can participate in the virtual auction starting next Thursday. Lots of things to see and do and enjoy. And this is just a little scratch of the surface that's always happening throughout the weekends and beyond in the Great Lakes Bay region and beyond.